like a cake of some kind.
I'll send you something, apple slump or deep apple pie.
Well, I know a deep apple pie, but I didn't think that you put one, that it was in layers.
What's a deep apple pie?
Well, I thought that a deep apple pie was simply just like an ordinary apple pie, except that you cook it in a deep dish.
What about apple cobbler?
Yes, I know an apple cobbler. But I didn't know that was in layers either.
How do you make apple cobbler?
Well, I think I'd have to get the joy of cooking to tell you that.
It's not in layers, though.
Not the cobblers I've eaten. They were in a dish, and they were served just some of the edge, like a casserole today, with a pastry edge, and you just, and the apples inside, and serve somebody some of the pastry and some of the inside.
Okay. Someone has a good appetite, you'd say. He sure likes to put away his
food.
And what would you call a sweet liquid? Maybe taking milk or cream and mixing that with sugar and nutmeg, and that you could pour over pudding or pie.
Call that a sauce.
Okay. And food taken between regular meals would be called a
snack.
And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around waiting to begin, you'd tell them, go ahead and
sit down.
Okay. So then he went ahead and
ate.
Or what down?
Well, he sat down.
And nobody else was standing because they had all
sat down.
Okay. And if you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them, just go ahead and
eat.
Or
help yourself.
Okay. So then he went ahead and
helped himself.
And I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already
helped himself.
Did you ever hear people say hope? He helped himself?
No. I've never heard anybody say that.
Okay. And if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you'd say, no, thank you, I don't.
I don't care for any, or I don't eat that, or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Make it as polite as you could.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been
warmed over.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
And you say, well, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow it.
Okay. And what would you call them? Non-tax paid alcoholic beverages, maybe made out in the woods, or whiskey made out in the
woods.
I know what you mean.
And of course I'm perfectly familiar with the word.